Triangle comes to talk. Talk radio 850 WPTF and WPTF.com. It's the Bill LeMay. It's the Bill LeMay. It's the Bill LeMay Show.
Well, what an honor it really is. Tag Romney is in the house. He's, of course, the son of Governor Mitt Romney. And how appropriate, after a debate, he's in town. I guess knocking on some doors and also talking to some folks. And Tag, what a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for taking time for us today and coming down.
Bill, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be here with you.
Okay, I'm going to ask something I know a lot of people want to know, or at least I do. What is it like for you to hear the President of the United States call your dad a liar? How do you react to that?
Well, jump out of your seat and you want to rush down the debate stage and take a swing at him. But you know you can't do that because, first, because there's a lot of Secret Service between you and him, but also because this is the nature of the process. That, you know, they're going to try to do everything they can do to try to make my dad into someone he's not. We signed up for it. We got to kind of sit there and take our punches and then send them right back the other way.
How's your mom and dad holding up? I mean, I can't imagine. I know a lot of local politicians that go through this. It's very hard, but this is a national campaign, and the world's watching this. And of course, sometimes you don't know who your friends or your enemies are. So,
yeah,
how's it going for the family?
They're doing great. You know, they don't watch a lot of news. They don't listen to a lot of radio. They don't. They just keep plowing ahead, and they'll have time for all those things when this is all over. But they're doing very, very well. Very energized. There's been a lot of momentum coming their way the last couple weeks.
Can you sense that? Can you sense that the campaign has shifted?
Yeah, the crowds are much bigger. They're more enthusiastic. A lot of young people showing up in the crowd, which is a new phenomenon. And I think those people realize, young people realize, what their futures are going to be like if the other guy gets elected.